The state this winter has been surveying the proposed route for a one-lane gravel road that would connect the nearby community of Cake to a proposed boat ramp 12 miles north of Petersburg. It would use remaining funds from a 2012 state appropriation of $40 million, secured by Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman. Work on the project prompted Petersburg's assembly to send a letter to legislators seeking more information. They're now looking at a resolution opposing the project. Local resident David Beebe praised the wording of the resolution and supported its passage.
The description and title of the project, Cake Petersburg Road, has been a historic and deliberate put down by the Alaska Department of Transportation of the existence and concerns of the city of Kuprinoff and its choice since inception to be a designated roadless community by ordinance.
The city of Kuprinoff, near the eastern end of the proposed road, has opposed the project, most recently in a February 17th letter to state legislators. In it, Mayor Butch Anderson questions impacts on Kuprinoff and asks for plans to maintain the road. The letter also asks to reappropriate the $40 million for a different use. The Petersburg Borough's draft resolution asks for that $40 million to be used for the Alaska Marine Highway instead. And Petersburg Assembly member Chelsea Trembley pointed out that sidelined ferry vessels have left southeast residents stranded.
It doesn't feel good as a neighbor to be taking this kind of money from the state of Alaska, because it is the state of Alaska's money, when we have neighbors around the state who are dealing with empty food shelves and struggling to travel with medical issues.
On another side of the issue, Assembly member Brandy Morole said she has heard support for the road project in this community, but still has questions.
There has been other pros that I've heard of, whether that's really true or not. I mean, I was just in Norway, and they have a road system that interties everything with small little ferries, and this might be where the direction that we're going to end up going. I don't know.
Meanwhile, Senator Stedman responded to the Petersburg Borough with a February 14th letter and said the road money cannot be used for ferries. Stedman writes that even if money could be reappropriated to the Marine Highway, it wouldn't guarantee more ferry service. The senator argues a road will make it easier to build an electrical intertie and provide emergency response to the neighboring community. Stedman also thinks the road will be maintained and the state can upgrade it to a chip-sealed surface using federal funding. But Assemblymember Jeff Mucci did not think Stedman's reasoning made sense.
I mean, if Senator Stedman is planning to build roads that connect all the islands with bridges, I'd like to know about it so I can support him on that. I think that'd be really cool. I think it'd be great. What he's talking about here, maintenance costs are not insurmountable and can be contracted out to local businesses, as well as the legislature can provide for maintenance costs with new funding or transfer funds. So how come we can't do that with the ferry system? I mean, he's talking about new funding. I've told several people over the last couple of weeks, if you'd have told me we had a pot shop in town and no ferries running for a month, I'd say you're nuts. But to not have any ferries running in southeast Alaska, it's just beyond me.
And Assemblymember Taylor Norheim couldn't attend the meeting but submitted a comment. He thought the project does not impact Petersburg and didn't think the Assembly should be commenting on it. Petersburg's Mayor Mark Jensen has been a supporter of the road. Both he and Assemblymember Bob Lynn were not at the meeting but were attending an Alaska Municipal League legislative conference in Juneau. On Talk of Alaska earlier in the day, Governor Mike Dunleavy was asked about prioritizing the Cake Road project over repairing state ferries. The Alaska Marine Highway has only one ferry operating from Ketchikan to Metlakatla until at least March 1st.
These ships are offline on my watch. I know there's a number of people that believe that I'm pulling them off for some other nefarious reason, but the fact of the matter is, these ships have operating issues right now. You have a road. You maintain the road, you have free access, you have folks moving back and forth. And so I think the idea is to provide reliable transportation to people, Alaskans in southeast and on our coast.
Petersburg's Assembly agreed to put its resolution on the Cake Road up for a vote at their March 2nd meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.